on, Brother and Sister Marshall. Tear it up. We'll just follow you. Flow with you. Let's give the Lord a mighty praise offering. He is the worthy one.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, to worship the Lord with y'all and all these good singers and musicians. Man, I was not in here when the music started, and I thought it went from the soundtrack to these musicians, and I thought, oh my goodness sakes alive. You guys are doing awesome. There we go. Amen. I just love the presence of the Lord I feel in this house. Amen. And I believe the Lord's going to do something wonderful here today. How many came expecting the Lord to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think? What? According to the power that worketh in us. Amen. We sometimes forget to mention that last part of that scripture. According to the power. What power is inside of us? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And so thankful. Love your pastor, his wife. Amen. Brother and Sister Meadows, amen. And we've been praying for you all, and we've just been caring y'all. We love you guys so much. Amen. Look at your neighbor and smile and say, I wish he'd shut up and sing. No, don't say that. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. And here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be. Yeah.
lift your voice to heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Come on, would somebody stand to their feet right now? Come on. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more time, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more.
Come on, sing it again.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more. That I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more.
I want more of you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. What a wonderful presence of the Lord is in this house. Amen. What wonderful presence of the Lord is here. Amen. And I believe the Lord's going to do some miracles before this service is over. Amen. How many feel the presence of the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. I remember y'all. Y'all were sitting in that seat right behind y'all last time I was here. You're moving up. You're looking good. Now the people that are sitting behind you need to be worried today, because that's the hot seat. Amen. Amen. Just wonderful presence of the Lord. Amen. So good to see new faces, familiar faces, and loving faces. Amen. Notice I didn't say old faces. I just said familiar and loving faces. Amen. Yes, I have gained a little weight. It's not stopping. I'm allergic to food. Everything I eat makes me swell. Amen. Sometimes we have to embrace the power of divine delay. Delay is not denial. You see, we pray for things. We ask God to do things. And sometimes there's a delay in it, but it does not mean denial. It means that there's a point of purification going on. God, how are you doing this? You may be seated. I'm already going. I feel, just stay with me. I'll buy you a soda or something. I'll just just stay there. You're doing a great job. If there's a bar stool or something for him to sit on. I was in Richmond, Virginia, I was music director there, and we had an evangelist come by. He said, play with me the whole time. Play the organ. Thankfully, I got to sit down the whole time. 3.5 hours later, service finally ended. I'm not going to do that today. You'll be all right. Amen. We live in an era of instant gratification. Patience with God and the patience with the process of God is a rare commodity. Amen. I'm going somewhere with this. I feel very strongly in the Holy Ghost today that the process of that there is with God, or the process of patience, is very rare. Because what happens is we want instant things to happen, and I believe the Lord's going to perform some instant miracles here today. But I also have been praying about this service, this weekend, the services today, Wednesday night. I've been asking the Lord to give me divine touch, give me divine wisdom. But I believe the Lord is going to offer a healing. Can I just address the elephant in the room? Can I say it very kindly and very gently? Because this is not going to be the focus of what I'm going to talk about today. But our hearts have gone out with you over the tragic loss of Ember. What a wonderful, wonderful lady. I'll never forget her kindness and her smile and her love for God. It's something that you need to always be proud of. First of all, and I say this as an outsider, and please do not hate me. Please don't reject me simply because I'm discussing this for a few moments this morning, because I really believe the Lord has placed this on my heart. Will you trust me with that? Is that okay? I don't feel resistance, but I don't want anybody to put resistance up, because I know in the middle of grief, I know in the middle of all these things that sometimes we the wrong word, and this is what I've said today, and I prayed last night. I said the wrong word could cause somebody to reject what I'm trying to say. There are things you never get over. You never get over them. And you'll never get over loss like this. Some things are explainable. Some things are not explainable. But it's embracing the power of delay. It's embracing the power of God. I told Pastor, and I know it's so fresh, Bishop, and I did not want to even address it, but I felt so strongly in the Holy Ghost that in the middle of this, the Lord spoke to me that this church is going to have unprecedented revival through the loss. Please hear me. I did not know until he told me what others had told him, until Pastor Bishop had told me other things that had been prophesied. But there is going to be a greater revival ever that you have ever seen in your life, an unprecedented revival. You need to have plans already for how you're going to tear out the wall and what you're going to do, and just have those already in place. Get them done now, because I'm telling you, I feel in the power of the Holy Ghost how there is a paradox of Pentecost. Hello? There's a paradox of Pentecost, that you have to die out to self before you can receive the new life, a new birth. You've got to die out to self. Before a grain can ever become live again, it has to die out to self. There's always a process that has to go through it. You see, these ladies that were brought before the king, it just has hit me so strongly this morning. Before these ladies were brought, Esther was brought before the king. Do you realize that all of these ladies had to wait 8 months, 8 to 9 months before they were ever brought, I'm sorry, they had to wait 12 months before they were ever brought before the king. Do you know that? 12 months. Do you know why? I bet you've never thought of it. because what is going to be born of the king has to be purified by the king, not by someone else. If they would have been brought before the king and they were already pregnant, then there would have been an heir to the throne that was an illegitimate heir. So when they were brought before the king after a 12-month time period, anything that was going to happen would have already happened. Does that make sense? Delay is not denial. Delay is not saying, God, you are denying this. God, these things I'm praying for, these things I'm asking you for, this is not denial. This is saying, Lord, the Lord is saying, I am purifying some things in your life. Jake, the story of Gideon, it reads like really a comedy situation in the life and death drama of divine intervention. Look at Judges chapter 6, that Gideon offered one sorry excuse after another to justify his claim on how he was not qualified to lead God's people. Hello? And so God said, I'm tired of you making all the excuses. Take 135,000. Do all this. Go all the. And then all of a sudden, he ended up with actually 32,000 and then ended up to being 300. And then what even was thought to be 300 ended up being 100. It just keeps going downwards. And God, how are you in this? What he's saying is, he said, I don't take a whole lot of people. I can do this all by my lonesome. Hello? Am I making sense at all this morning? I really feel strongly. Sister, there, back towards the back on the right-hand side in the gray outfit. God is fixing to heal your body. Hallelujah. Would you stand to like right now and lift your hands to heaven? Every pain, every intestine right now, every situation right now, by the power of the name of Jesus, right now, by the power of the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you right now, by the power of the name of Jesus, right now, I curse every intestinal problem. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost saturate from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You see, our thing is that we, Gideon says, man, now listen, I've got a message that would rev you up and have everybody on your feet. I've got it ready. But that's not what I feel in the Holy Ghost right now. I feel strongly that God is fixing to do something incredible for minds all across this place. Gideon gives all these excuses to God. I can't do it. God, I can't. I'm not qualified to do this. Moses, I'm not qualified. He certainly wasn't qualified. But it was his experience with a burning bush that purified him. Hello? It was the experience with the burning bush that says, okay, take off the shoes you're on. And he looked at the bush and it was not consumed. And that confused him. How is this? And all of a sudden the Lord began to speak to him out of this. You see, sometimes we have to open ourselves up to God and say, God, in the middle of everything that's going on, in the middle of my moment, I know you're standing there all by yourself. You don't need me. You could create another galaxy. You could create another humanity to do what you want them to do. But instead, you have chose me to stand in the place. Instead, you have chose me. My mind is going so many different miles an hour on how God is going to accomplish this morning. I have no idea what he's going to do. But I know through us understanding, it's the power of divine delay. That God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I trust you in everything. Never lose our trust in God. Never lose our faith in God, that God knows exactly what he's doing from beginning to end. Hallelujah. Am I making sense here this morning at all? Come on, would you lift your hands to heaven all across this room? In the name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I believe there's going to be healing not only for this present moment, But there's going to be a release of the Holy Ghost. There's going to be an impartation of the Holy Ghost in the next few moments that's going to reach from the corner to corner, front to back, and everybody in this place. And here's what I have been praying and what I've been felt strongly in the Holy Ghost. Not only is healing going to happen for this moment. You see, you adjust. You learn how to adapt. You adapt to things. A new norm. There's a new norm in life. But when it comes to the past, of frustrations of the past, hurts of the past, of things that in the past that seem to weigh us down, the Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. That so easily, you've got to lay those things aside. And here's what happens, that the Bible's talking to Ezekiel. He said, look, I want you to look at that hole. I want you to look at the hole in the middle of this wall. I want you to dig down. And the Bible says that, and he dig down and he opened it. He said, I want you to look at all the abominations of Israel. You see, sometimes on the inside of the chambers of our imagery, the chambers of our mind, these things want to be chained to the wall of, this is what I did in the past. And I know I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost this morning, because this is not in my notes. I hadn't even planned on going here, but I do feel this. And that in the chambers of our imagery, we think of things that I've done in the past and how this has stopped me and how I've done this and how these things have just laid me bare to myself and how these things have just caused me pain after. You see, here's what happens is we get to this place in God. We want to go there. He's calling us. He's drawing us there. But we get to this place right here and it seems I get to that point and I hit a wall and I can't go any further. How do I get through this? It's the chambers of our imagery. He said, inside the chambers of the imagery, he said, I saw all of these things going on. And here's what my mind thinks. My mind thinks, and again, I'm ADD, okay, HD, high definition attention deficit disorder. But this is the way my mind thinks. I saw... Who was it? The lady with the little rabbit. What was the... Alice in Wonderland. Thank you. My external memory right here. Alice in Wonderland. How many saw the video when you were a kid, read the book? Y'all seen? Okay. She follows this little rabbit to a hole in the tree. Gets there, and how do I do this? Oh, here, eat this pill. Eats the pill and shrinks down and goes in. And all of a sudden, everything, a whole new world has opened up. This is the way I see it in my mind, that the things of the past has been chained to the chambers of our imagery. Failures, mistakes, problems, addictions, all of these things. And God has blessed us and he's forgiven us, but we have those things chained inside there so that whenever we get to this point and it feels like you're fixing to go to the next step, there's something that holds you back. There's something that you can't get past that. And I know I'm talking to a whole lot of people in this building, but God is fixing to take care of that. Break every chain. We sang about that earlier. Breaking the chains. You washed away the stain. That you've got to let go of what has happened in the past and say, okay, God, this is a new day. This is a new dimension. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I see a fire of the Holy Ghost starting right here. I feel a fire of the Holy Ghost starting right here and spreading out to all of Ohio, to Kentucky and to Indiana and to Pennsylvania. I feel that. I see that in the Holy Ghost, that it's just a fire. Literally in my mind right now, in my spirit, I see it on the map and I see this fire that is spreading out from this place. But we've got to have these things taken care of in my mind, that God, I am not going to be held captive of the things of the past. Right now, lift your hands to heaven and begin to repent before God. Hold on for just a second. Stop. Before we do this, I was at Because of the Times back in January, and what an incredible experience it was to be at this minister's conference. That's where we start as evangelist ministers. That's where we start everything off. And keynote message was on forgiveness. Incredible, powerful message. About 3 weeks later, was it 3 weeks? A month later, I received a call from a prophet, a friend of mine, a man who I consider to be a great prophet. And he said, Brother Marshall, he said, I'm going to take you under my wing. He's probably in his late 70s, somewhere in that area. He said, I'm going to take you under my wing. He said, I want to talk to you and your wife. Yes, sir. He said, I was out in Virginia preaching for Brother Cunningham. He said, and I received a phone call from Brother Tenney. Brother Tenney said, I started talking to Brother Tenney about forgiveness and repentance. And he said, there's 280 some odd scriptures concerning repentance throughout the Bible. He said, Brother Tenney said, you need to talk to Anthony Mangan. He said, Anthony Mangan called me 5 minutes later and said, you may not know who that is, but anyway, he said he was on with this conference. He was the one that was putting the conference on. And he said, Brother Tenney told me that you had a word. He said, I do. He said, it's about repentance. He said, there's 280 some odd scriptures on repentance. And he said, I began to quote some of them. And he said, that set the tone for that whole conference, what the Lord spoke to me. He said, Brother Marshall, here's what's going to happen. He said, I'm fixing to pray for you and your wife. He said, I want you and your wife to join hands. He said, and we're going to pray a prayer of repentance. He said, I want you to take that to every church you go to. He said, I want you to take that, this prayer of repentance. He said, and I want you to begin to pray this from the very beginning with every church you go to. He said, and it's going to add another dimension, another level to every church. Because if we can remember that I have got to be forgiven. Ladies and gentlemen, every day before you begin your day, repent to God. When you end your day, repent to God. God, there are things of omission. There are sins of things that we don't even know about. That I'm going to repent every day. Well, do I really need to repent? Yes, we need to repent. We hear people say, well, I've never needed a reason to repent. Well, that one's right there, one. Hello? That's a reason right there to repent. Because we all have something in our life. And so this is what I want to do from the very beginning. I want everybody in this place to lift your voice in just a few moments, and I want you to begin to repent of your sins. Brother Marshall, I've already repented. That's fine. Let's just ask God to do it again from right now, because I believe that as we begin to pray and to repent, there are going to be chains that are broken off of all of our lives. Come on, would you lift your hands to heaven right now by the power of the name of Jesus? God, we present ourselves to you, Lord. We present ourselves to you and just our humanity. I'm asking you, God, right now to forgive us. Lord, forgive me, God, for everything this week that I've done that is not pleasing to you. Come on, Lord, everybody lift your voice to heaven. Come on, cry out to God. God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, would you let your spirit fall upon us, oh God. God, would you let your hand of forgiveness reach down to where we're at right now? By the power of the name of Jesus, I ask you, God, that you would forgive every thought, Lord. You know the thought and the intent of our heart. You know the shortcomings. You know, God, our failures and our weaknesses. I'm asking you right now, by the power of the name of Jesus. God, I received a call last night from another man of God, a great man. Hallelujah, that moves in the prophetic, and he prayed for us in this service today. I'm asking you right now to let the repentance and let forgiveness move through this congregation, God, that we would not be held to the things of the past. God, that we would not be confined to the things of the past. Break every chain in our mind. Come on, everybody in this building. God, come on, everybody in this building. Let there be a heart of repentance. Come on, that begins to sweep through this congregation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, God. I'm asking you right now. Now break away every chain. Remove every chain that is on the chambers of our imagery, on the inside of our mind right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now, God, I'm asking you to touch our minds, our hearts, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive us. Come on, just a few more moments, hallelujah, from the bottom of my spirit, from the depth. depths of my spirit right now, God. I'm asking you. In Jesus' name, Allah Rabose, Yedelabosa, Rabandalaba, Yeseh, Lolobose, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lorobosa, Ledelabahasa, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, just a few more moments. Hallelujah. God's doing something across this building. Hey, La Rababa Yanda Labohose. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I want you to lift that to God and say, God, I give this to you and I'll never be bound by it again. Come on, come on, lift your voice to him and say, God, I give it to you. I'm free from it. I'm not going to be held by the things of the past. I'm not going to allow myself, God, to think of those things and to be concerned about them. You have forgiven me. Come on, lift it to heaven right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now, everybody, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten you. God knows exactly who you are. He knows what you're going through. And right now, by the power of the name of Jesus, there's going to be a freedom upon your mind right now. Sister Marshall, come help me pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, God, that you would reach down. Hallelujah. Pastor, come help me right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Come on, right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He's got his hand upon you. In the name of Jesus. Everything that would try to hinder, everything that would try to cloud her mind, I take authority over it right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice to heaven, everybody. Come on, there's a release of the Holy Ghost going to happen right now by the power of the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, right now. In Jesus' name, come on, come on, would you stand with me all across this building? Come on, we're not finished yet, but lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Right now, by the power of the name of Jesus,
I'm asking you, God, to clothe everyone here, every mind in this building with peace and with understanding. Hallelujah. With the power of the name of Jesus, I speak it done right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wash away every tear, God, right now. Wipe away every tear in the name of Jesus, and let there be a release of the Holy Ghost across this congregation. Great revival continues. Great revival continues right now by the power of the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. I thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your voice, everybody in this building. Hallelujah. Rebe Yaradabayahase. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Ilarabayaralabohose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Come on, clap your hands to Jesus all across this room. In Jesus' name. 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 Come on, lift your voice, everybody. Lift your voice to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mind, oh God, is going to be released right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody in this place. Lift your hands to heaven. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. 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 How many feel like the Lord has touched your mind? You see, what we want
I've got a message there. I had it. I had it. I thought, man, this'll pump you up. Man, everybody walk out of here all sweating and all, man, feeling like we've been at church. We're in church right now. You see, sometimes it's the gentle nudge of the Holy Ghost. I do not do this. I do not do this. I've never done this in my life. Never, 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 ever. And the Lord has put this upon me. Pastor, he's the final say-so. But I don't know, do y'all have banquets and do y'all have elections and all great things happening Thursday night? Is there anything that's planned on Thursday night? Because I feel like we need to go another night. Free of charge ain't nothing. I wouldn't take it for my life. But I feel in the Holy Ghost we need to add a night to this. Is that okay? Is that all right with y'all? I never do this. I never. And I'm submitted to you. If you say, man, we've got a banquet, we've got 15 things, we've got groups going like that. I know it's an off night, but I feel so strongly in the Holy Ghost to add Thursday night. I'll be here Wednesday night, but also Thursday night. That gives you a couple of days in between.
Isn't this beautiful? And we came into this meeting, Brother Marshall, he knows he has great liberty here, but we came into this meeting realizing we might want to add a night or two to this. So he's right on target. We flow with that because that's what we felt as well. Is that good? And we put some other things. You might have other plans. We just, when you're in revival, you set a few things aside because there's nothing like the fresh move of God. So he's right on target. Amen. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. If you need to mow the yard on Thursday, do it on Tuesday or something like that, or on Friday, Saturday. I don't know. I'm very cautious. I honestly, I've never done that in my life. But I just feel in the Holy Ghost that we need to add that at a night, because sometimes what I feel in the Holy Ghost is that there's going to be a progression. A lot of times it's difficult to walk in one service and do something. But I feel the Lord is doing something deep in this place. I do feel like the Lord is doing something deep in this house. Let me sit down for just a few moments. We've got a few moments. You prayed with us last time we were here about a truck. Can I help y'all just a little bit? How many remember y'all helping us pray for a truck? I was standing right over there. I didn't say anything about it. Your pastor said something about it. He said, folks, Brother Marshall needs a new truck. And he said, he told you what had happened. We had had our RV had fell on the bed of the truck, and we were over there, and I was standing right over there, and when y'all began to pray, I felt something happen in my spirit. Now, I had been praying for a truck, been believing God to help us, but there was no way possible. I just didn't see it happen. But when y'all prayed, I talked to Pastor after service. I said, I felt something happen in my spirit. I felt something. Well, it was sometime in October, and it was the end of October. Well, actually, about a week later, I get a phone call, and we got us not a brand new one, but we got a truck exactly what we were needing. Exactly. I'd been praying for it for a long time, but I felt something happen in the spirit. Let me tell you about your prayers. This church is known as a praying church all around Ohio. Hello? This church is known as a pray. I tell people I'm going to Brother Meadows. They said, oh, man, those people know how to pray. I said, yeah, you think? So I want to encourage you today. I don't want anybody feeling down. I've been following the Holy Ghost, and it's all about the delay. Delay is not denial, but it's about the process of understanding where God is and how I'm going to follow Him. I've always said, God, if you say turn right, I want to turn right. If you say turn left, I want to turn left. I want to be able to hear the whisper of heaven. Hallelujah. And it's embracing the power of divine delay. And I was standing over there, and I felt the Lord I felt it in my spirit. I felt something happen. And I was just expecting it to happen, and it did happen. So your prayers really do work. And we're going to add Wednesday night on top of this, because I believe that the Lord is doing something deep. The Lord is doing something wonderful. Monday, Tuesday, would you help me pray? Would you help me fast one day? Would you fast one day and say, okay, we're going to come back here Wednesday. Wednesday night. We'll have Bab back Thursday night. And we'll just seek, bring somebody in here. If they need the Holy Ghost, bring them in here. God's going to perform miracles around this house. God is going to do some great things in this house. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to Jesus. Would you stand with me?
Let's magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Isn't it neat? I love coming to church because you never know what's going to happen. We just don't, you know. You've seen me take agendas and tear them in pieces and throw them up in the air. That's one of the things that we do around here. Wherever the pieces land is fine, and we proceed on with the Holy Ghost. This is His deal. This is about Jesus. It's about Him. And there's nothing like just being in the flow. There's a river. A pastor's wife called just about the time of Ember's accident. When she heard what had happened to my daughter, she was so broken and she thought she had problems. And she said, it was like a call to repentance, Brother Marshall. This is a precious pastor's wife up in Wisconsin. And I said, Wendy, there's an angry river full of rocks. There's a lot of rocks in the bed of this river. And there's a lot of anger and angst and bitterness and resentment in this river, but there's a bridge over the river. Take the bridge, Sister Wendy. I said, Sister Wendy, travel light. Travel light. She's crying. I feel a prophetic touch of God on me when I was speaking to her. I said, if you went to the airport, you wouldn't pick up your luggage and walk down to the airport. You'd throw that luggage in a taxi, let the taxi carry it. I said, Sister Wendy, travel light, sister. Travel light. There's a bridge over that angry river. Let's take the bridge and let's travel light. Would you lift your hands and love on Him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I worship you. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Travel light. Drop your luggage. Just leave it at the foot of Jesus. Leave it at the foot of the cross. Just travel light. There are angry rivers that flow. And there's a torrent of acid and junk that. Oh, there's a bridge over troubled waters. There is a bridge over troubled waters. And His name is Jesus. Travel light. Travel light. We don't own anything. Not really when you think about it. We don't even own us. He is the owner, Lord, Savior, and He owns us. Amen. Praise God. How many of you know the Lord's touched us and ministered to us today? Praise God. So this is all within, you know, the divine circumference of what we felt God would probably do. We weren't sure how to call it, and we talked about this. We weren't sure exactly how to call it. We would just come into these services, these first two, Sunday and Wednesday, and see what we felt in the Holy Ghost. So there's a divine order here. I like to say it this way. I know the Bible says the steps of a good man. I like to say it this way. The steps and the stops of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And He delighteth in His way. In the Hebrew there, it's talking about us delighting in His way. Steps or stops. I delight in Your way, Lord. I thank You for Your path. I thank You for Your way. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Let's love on Him for a few moments as Brother Thad ministers in music. We're just taking a few minutes, a few seconds. Praise God. A few moments. Oh, God, we're so thankful. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful. I worship you. Yes, Lord.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me.
Give myself away. Can have his way and that God can be exalted and we don't have some prepackaged rendition. Pentecost is really plenty cost. Cost you plenty, but you get plenty in return. Now it's not penny, small change. Pentecost, it's plenty cost. I'm going to ask for Brother John to come and, you know, we often right here at this point would have my wife close in prayer, and you continue to cover her. She's going to be fine. She's going to bounce back. She's a warrior princess. And those of you that know her know that what I say is very accurate. She's a warrior princess, and she's bouncing back, and I'm so proud of her for so many reasons. Man, and I'm so glad for the hand of God on Brother John, and realizing that about a day or two ago, a tire in the middle of the road, the car in front of him goes over the top of it. John and his lower setting car smashed into it and tore up his vehicle. Here's what I'm glad for, that it didn't tear him up. Because see, lately I've seen that, and I know what that can happen. What can happen with that? I said to Brother Cornwell, I said, "Is it weird if I talk to Ember?" No, it's not weird. I said, "Is she listening?" He said, "Why wouldn't she be?" I love it when people answer my question with a question. He said, "She got eternal life at the new birth." What he was saying is she's eternally alive. Why wouldn't she be listening? Now, I know this is going to blow your mind, but I've been talking to Jesus, and once in a while I put a little something in there to Ember, and I get goosebumps. And I only get goosebumps when there's a witness in the spirit. Say, you're crazy. I know, I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it so much. We're crazy in love with Jesus. And thank you all for all your wonderful, wonderful kindnesses and prayers. None of it is taken lightly, believe me. None of it. It is not sometimes the loss that breaks my heart, but it's your kindness that breaks my heart and touches it. Your love and kindness is amazing. So we're going to look forward and lean into Jesus right into Wednesday. Be sensitive to him on Monday and Tuesday, and work with him. And if there's something that he wants you to judge it and deal with it and settle it and get it out of the way. The Bible says, "Thy word is forever settled in heaven." It's my job to settle it down here. It's settled up there, but it's my job and your job. See, say, God made Adam out of the dust and gave Eve to settle him. Okay, just a thought. Okay. John's coming. Praise God. Closing a word of prayer. Love you, Brother John. So glad for God's mercy and protection.
Thank you. I believe God is speaking a word to everybody here today. It's our opportunity to yield to him and to take this unbelievable word that we just heard and just take it to another level in our lives. Let's all bow our heads. Let's lift our voice to Jesus right now and thank him for that. God, we love you. Jesus, we love you so much, God. We yield ourselves to you, God, our will, our desires, God, to your divine delay. God, we believe, Jesus, that you have a plan for our lives, God. You have a purpose for us, God. Jesus, we trust you, God. We put our entire trust in you, God. Some trust in chariots, God, but we trust in you, God. We trust in you, Lord. We don't trust in ourselves, God, in our abilities and our talents, God, but we put it all in you, God. Jesus, we ask, God, that you will take our lives at this crucial moment, God, at this crucial, God, impasse that we're going through, God, and that you, Jesus, would direct our path, God, direct our steps, Jesus. God, we love you, Jesus. We trust you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, God. Continue to speak to us this week, God. And God, keep us in your will, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. It is not us, God, but it is you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift him up right now. Let's worship him. Let's thank him for this opportunity, God. We're humble, Jesus. We're not worthy, God. But Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.